Marquette University unveiled new rules regulating how students, staff, and faculty can protest on campus. Among the changes, protesters would need advance permission to demonstrate on certain parts of the campus, and the university could record and take photos of participants and charge them for any cleaning that needs to be done after the event. Critics of the new policy say this could hamper free speech on campus and took issue with the announcement of the policy. After the criticism, Marquette officials said they would review the new policy. Our next guest is here to talk about the rules, possible changes, and how they fit into other free speech issues on campuses across the nation. Catherine Mangan is a senior writer for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Catherine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, can you talk about what was in this policy that had faculty and staff worried?
Yeah, well, the way the policy was rolled out, first of all, concerned people. It was announced in a newsletter over the summer that was overlooked by a lot of people. And when they caught wind of it, some of the provisions were upsetting to various faculty and students. Basically, it said that if students wanted to hold a demonstration anywhere other than in the student union or an adjacent green space, that they'd have to first get approval from the dean of students as well as a permit. And faculty who wanted to demonstrate would also need approval from the provost, and staff would have to go to the vice president for human resources. And there was a very lengthy list of requirements that would sort of outline what kinds of demonstrations would and wouldn't be allowed. And many of them just sort of raised red flags with people who felt that these were just unnecessarily restrictive.
In the rollout of these rules and since this reaction, what have we heard from Marquette administrators about why they wanted to make this change?
Well, they said that they already had a policy that related to, that affected students, and that it just made sense to roll out one that included faculty and staff as well. The goal, I think, was to balance the rights of students and employees to freely express their views, but at the same time to sort of minimize the amount of disruption and any safety concerns.
And a group of faculty members wrote an open letter to the administration about this. What kind of concerns did they raise in that?
The faculty argued that the point of a demonstration is to disrupt. I think one of the things that the faculty objected to was this idea that protests would be allowed, but not if they were disruptive and disrupting the normal operations of a university. And they pointed out that some of the language in the policy made it appear that this policy was, in fact, a reaction to a occupation over the summer. Earlier in the summer, some pro-union employees had occupied an administration building. And during that time, administrators had said things like, well, you can't block the entrances and you can't disrupt normal operations of the university. And of course, you know, those who were protesting would say, in order to be effective, a protest really has to be disruptive.
Talking to Catherine Mangan, senior writer for the Chronicle of Higher Education, about recently unveiled protest rules at Marquette University, reaction from faculty, staff, and students there, possible revisions on the way, and how it fits into the national landscape. And let's go there now, Catherine. This is not, I mean, in a way, it is an isolated local story, but it's against a backdrop of lots of concerns about free speech and protest on campuses around the country. Set the national scene for us.
Yeah, this is certainly a reflection of a much broader national concern over free speech and also whether too many restrictions are being placed on student demonstrators as a result. I think a lot of the controversy, like in this case, surrounds these so-called free speech zones. And these are small areas where protests are permitted. People who oppose those say that this is essentially quarantining free speech and saying that it's just unnecessarily restrictive to say that students and employees can only protest in one small area of campus. There have been, I think more than 16 state laws that have been passed recently, free speech laws, that many of them specifically call out these free speech zones. And as a result, some universities have done away with them. Many of these laws, though, have been prompted mainly by critiques from conservative lawmakers who feel that colleges have been too quick to try to sort of protect students from ideas they don't that threaten them. And so, you know, when conservative speakers are disinvited, or students shout down speakers they disagree with, these are the kinds of things that have angered many lawmakers and prompted many of these free speech laws that have been passed over the last year or two.
Now, most people don't work on a college campus, and they might think, hey, wait a minute, I can't protest my employer at my workplace. So what's different about a university or college? Is there something in the mission that makes it kind of a different story as opposed to, say, a private employer?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the points that the faculty make, is that this is supposed to be a marketplace of ideas where this kind of disagreement and at times very loud and angry disagreement should be encouraged, that these are learning opportunities for students and also for institutions. If students and other protesters are calling attention to injustices or problems, the entire university can benefit from allowing them to take place.
And are you seeing an overcorrection in some ways from administrators on campuses to criticism from lawmakers, as you were mentioning earlier? Is the political climate making campus administrators a little more nervous about these issues?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a concern that sometimes campuses are going overboard in their efforts to control some of these demonstrations. And there was certainly a lot of concern when this policy mentioned that campus police officers would be expected to be present when demonstrations occur, and that they could be filming the demonstrations. That has many people worried that this is just really an overcorrection.
One of the concerns raised by faculty and others, getting back to Marquette specifically, was that this came from administrators. There was no input from, apparently, faculty organizations or students. Is that the norm? Are faculty and student groups often involved in a decision-making process like this?
Well, faculty and students usually are, and I think in any case where you have these cases being sort of handed down from the administration, you're going to get a lot of pushback. But it sounds as though Marquette is reconsidering the policy now, and that there may be some revisions coming soon.
Yeah, they plan to re-examine the new policy at an upcoming meeting next week. So what will you watch for as that happens and as we see what comes out after that?
Well, I think this whole idea of having to get a permit before you demonstrate and having to be limited to a specific, very small area of campus, those are issues that I think there's been a lot of pushback on, and I suspect there may be there may be some changes there.
And as you watch at the national level, Catherine, as we wrap up, are you expecting to see more flashpoints when it comes to various issues of free speech on campus?
Yeah, I think this is an issue that isn't going to be going away. I think there's certainly a very a lot of people who feel that this whole talk of a free speech crisis is overblown, that really the First Amendment protects free speech, and that colleges, by their very nature, sort of go out of their way to make sure that people have the right to express a variety of views. But I think that these issues are going to continue to come up, and I think we're going to see more controversies like what we're seeing at Marquette.
Catherine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Catherine Mangan, senior writer at the Chronicle of Higher Education. She joins to talk about Marquette University's protest and demonstration policy. The university announced last week that it would revisit its new rules after criticism from faculty and students.